We're aware, or should be, that coral reefs have it tough as the ocean warms, either in short hot spells or in global warming. Many of the corals, known for their beauty and for providing critical habitat for fish, rely on tiny photosynthetic organisms called dinoflagellates that live inside them. When seas get hot, the corals expel these symbionts, which have their photosynthetic apparatus damaged. The corals bleach and look dead. They can recover if the stress does not last too long. Now think of deep time. There have been very long periods of high ocean temperatures lasting even millions of years. A relatively recent one was the Paleocene-Eocene thermal maximum, centered at 56 million years ago. Yet corals, primitive to modern, have been on Earth for about 460 million years. They survived such events. Claudia Francesca Vega and her colleagues at the Smithsonian and in Brazil, Singapore, and Poland have reconstructed the evolution of corals over time. They show that the symbiosis with dinoflagellates originated about 300 million years ago. They also show that solitary, single-celled forms evolved to survive hot times and to re-evolve reef-building forms later. There is hope for corals to return after we're gone. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy, viewable at greatschools.org.